Growing through trials is not something any of us signs up for willingly, yet it is exactly where God does some of his deepest work in us. James opens his letter with a truth that feels almost backward to our natural instincts. He tells us to consider it pure joy whenever we face trials of many kinds, and if you have ever sat in a hard season wondering where the joy could possibly be hiding, you are not alone. Today we are walking through James chapter 1 together, and what we find is not a formula for avoiding pain but a promise of what pain can produce when we let God use it. James 1 verses 2 through 4 introduce this idea that trials, as unwelcome as they feel, are actually testing our faith in a way that produces perseverance. Think about it like training. No athlete grows stronger by staying comfortable. It is the resistance, the repetition, the hard days that build endurance for what is coming next. Our walk with Christ works the same way. The trials we face are not random. They are shaping us so that when perseverance finishes its work, we come out mature and complete, lacking nothing. This does not mean our walk with Christ is meant to be easy. Since we live in a broken world, trials and pain are part of the journey. What changes everything is having perseverance to carry us through until we reach the breakthrough God has for us on the other side. After teaching us to endure trials, James turns to another need we all have, and that is wisdom. He writes that if anyone lacks wisdom, they should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. What a comforting picture that is. God is not standing over us keeping score of how many times we have to ask. He gives freely. There is a catch, though, and it is an important one. James says when we ask, we must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. Doubt does not just slow us down. It can actually be the very thing standing between us and the blessing we are asking for. Growing through trials often means growing in this exact area, learning to trust God even when we cannot see the outcome yet. James also brings up something surprising in verses 9 through 12. Believers who are poor still have reason to boast because they have been placed on high. No amount of money can offer that kind of ranking. Meanwhile, those who are rich should take a different kind of pride, one rooted in humility, because their wealth will fade away like a wild flower scorched by the sun. This is not a statement against having money. It is a warning against depending on it. James promises that the one who perseveres under trial, having stood the test, will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Next, James makes something very clear. God does not tempt anyone. Rather, it is our own desires that lead us to sin. A thought comes to mind, and it becomes our responsibility to rebuke it right away. If we fail to do that and allow the thought to stay, it grows and takes root, eventually leading us to act on it. That is the moment temptation becomes sin. Scripture reminds us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Whatever we allow to grow in our hearts will eventually produce a harvest. James sends a firm caution not to be deceived. Every good and perfect gift comes from God, who does not change like shifting shadows. He also tells us to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. Anger itself is a normal human reaction, but learning to regulate it protects us and keeps us from giving any ground to the enemy. James tells us plainly what to do next. Get rid of all the moral filth and evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in us, because it has the power to save our souls. James closes this chapter with a picture that has stuck with believers for centuries. Someone who listens to the word but does not act on it is like a person who looks at their face in a mirror and then walks away, forgetting what they look like moments later. But those who look intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continue in it, not forgetting what they have heard but doing it, will be blessed in what they do. We cannot live godly lives by our own strength. We need the help of God, given through the Holy Spirit. So wherever you find yourself today, in the middle of a trial, waiting on wisdom, or wrestling with temptation, remember that growing through trials is not wasted time. God is shaping something in you that could not be formed any other way. Keep asking Him for wisdom. Keep resisting what pulls you away. Keep being a doer of His word. The crown of life is worth every step of the process. Thank you for listening.